This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's go to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Booming to the Bakken on Flag West. And right there on the western edge, KLTC 1460. iHeart Media apps, Flag Family apps. Lots of ways to listen to What's on Your Mind. We're just glad you're there, wherever you are. Thank you very much. This hour is our Friday staple, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer today, as he is the vast majority of Fridays here on the program to answer your questions or comments. There are a couple of ways for you to get your questions in. You can call us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. And one other way, if you have a question you want to ask, you can call the 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. And that, by the way, works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anytime you hear maybe a replay of What's on Your Mind or want to just take a moment to get your question asked, get a particular topic in front of us, that works as well. 24/7, 855-200-1776. Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. If you're watching online, he's showing off his finger. He's showing his oneness with many farmers and ranchers out there. It's a good reminder to ask you a little bit about how things are coming in the way of that digit of yours you lost to landscaping work, Senator Cramer.
That's the main thing. Is it's good. It's still a little swollen. There's a little scabbing left. There's no nail. There's no nail bed. There's no phalanx at the tip. There's a little residual nail coming through the skin, and it remains to be seen how weird it's going to look. but it's all good. It's still tender and sore, but let's put it this way. That my surgeon said, I think we got by with it. And what he's referring to is he thought if we would have cut it back to another knuckle, we'd have been, you know, done a long time ago, and we would have been. But I sent pictures to the Surgeon General of the United States, if you can imagine, and he was pretty impressed, so... it's all of this fuss over about a quarter to half an inch of a pinky.
On your pinky. And your ring finger on your right hand is doing...
It's doing well. So, yeah, he sewed up pretty nicely. There was a little fracture underneath the nail bed. It's interesting. They took the nail off during the surgery, cleaned it up, and put it back on. So it's on my finger. But what's funny is now that the new nail is coming through, of course, it's pushing this other nail that really is only sort of attached. It's weird. It's weird. It'll be nice when it all falls off. But other than that, I'm good. I mowed the lawn this morning, you guys. I mowed the lawn without wearing gloves even.
Wow. So you can use your right hand now.
I can use my right hand, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Not well, but I can use it.
Well, before we get to the questions and comments here, live from the Freedom Matters USA Studios, our newly named shiny new object here, the Freedom Matters USA Studios, which, by the way, we know the anti-energy, anti-ag, anti-American, politically correct culture is slowly getting a foothold in North Dakota. And if you want to arm yourself with a great message and some strategies to fight the woke movement, Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota on September 15th at the Bismarck Event Center. This is going to be big. All the details at freedommattersusa.com. Spread the word to your friends and family. Thursday, September 15th, Bismarck Events Center, freedommattersusa.com. Worth the drive from wherever you are coming. What is on your mind today, Kevin?
Well, a couple of things. You know, I still can hardly get over the fact that the Attorney General of the United States, who thank you, Mitch McConnell, for not letting him be on the Supreme Court of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States authorized a raid on the home of the former President of the United States rather than using a subpoena to get these what seem to be so far rather benign documents from the President's collection. And didn't tell the president, his boss, just sort of mind-boggling to me. And that somehow Merrick Garland hasn't been fired by his boss, because I know if I was the president and my attorney general did something this crazy without letting me know, this big, this unprecedented in history, I'd probably call him over to the Oval Office and have a discussion with him while some FBI agents clean out his office. But so far, they're all hanging together.
Does it make you angry?
You know, I don't get angry anymore, Scott. In fact, I generally try not to get overly angry, because it doesn't even surprise me, as weird as it seems. Even though it concerns me, frustrates me, it doesn't even surprise me about this group of liberals, because the liberals are convinced, as you know, that they're right, they're always right, and whatever they say is the new truth, regardless. And I just hope that liberals, as much as anybody, see the danger in having a weaponized federal law enforcement agency that can do these kinds of things without transparency. It sounds now it's looking more like a judge is prepared to force them to release at least important parts of the actual memo or the affidavit. They did release, as you know, the sort of the contents of this raid, but they still haven't really given the reasoning for it, the evidence that the things that would lead a judge to conclude that there's probable cause for evidence. And so I do think some liberal media groups have joined now with conservatives and saying you've got to release this stuff. The public interest is just too great, obviously, to not do that. So, but they just think they can get by with everything, Scott. And this is important, Scott. This is a fundamental difference between conservatives and liberals. Freedom, for example, the people matter, not just the government. That we see the world as it is, as opposed to the way they wish it was. And these lines of delineation between conservative and liberal, I think, are getting clearer all the time.
Could Republicans do anything in the Senate, knowing you're in the minority? I mean, what kind of extraordinary measures would you have to say, until we get the answers from Merrick Garland, until we get the answers from Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, we're not going to move one nominee from the administration? I'm just picking something. I mean, do you have any tools?
Not a whole lot of tools. You touched on the one, and that is to obstruct the confirmation process. A tool I've used just quite recently to some success. But even that, they can override you through a long process, of course. In order to do things really fast in the Senate, you need unanimous consent. We can certainly deny them unanimous consent. And probably that'll happen. The problem now is that between now and the election, there are so few working weeks, if you will, weeks in session. And obviously we're running up on September 30th, which is the end of the budget cycle. So we have to put together some sort of a continuing resolution or an omnibus spending bill that allows the government to continue to function. That will take up a fair bit of attention. Whether or not Chuck Schumer wants to even bring up nominees is somewhat questionable, but we can deny them at least unanimous consent. And that's about it at this point. Now, if by somehow we get the majority in one or both of the chambers after the election, and we get sworn in early January, then there's much more that can be done. You really can at that point, literally, if all the members stick together, if we had a majority in the Senate, we could block every nominee, period. And certainly the House will engage in oversight hearings. They have an oversight committee, as you know, in the House. And certainly they're going to engage in that, and as well as the Judiciary Committee Now, we need to walk and chew gum at the same time. And that's one of the questions I get a lot, by the way, Scott, is what's the focus going to be in the next session if Republicans have a majority in one chamber? And I think the focus has to be twofold. One, strict oversight and accountability for the administration, over the administration, and we still have to start pushing an agenda and working, weird as it might sound, with the president on things that we can pass that we have some common ground on, maybe defense issues or things like that. But the social agenda is just so far-fetched with these guys. Now that they've passed this $369 billion for clean energy, I guess, or the climate fight or whatever they call it, to destroy the American Economy Act, they're going to be busy in the administration trying to implement as much of this bad stuff as they can in a short time.
The lines are full, so we're going to get to the calls here this morning. Jason is first to go this morning, and they're stacked up behind him. The email's coming in, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. The text as well, 701-237-1590 to zip us a text. More after this on What's on Your Mind with Senator Kramer.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tater Tot Hot Dish. That's right. 45th in Fargo or Glendon today. PetroServe USA, Cafe USA. The hot dish is on for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Country Fried Steak, 12th and I-29. There's fried chicken or Sloppy Joe's at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood as well. Fish and Fries in Valley City today. Fish and Fries. or Salisbury steak, or ask for one of those Valley Meats homemade burgers to order, just how you like it. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread at all the locations, $5.99 too. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Let's get to the phones here for Senator Kevin Cramer. Your calls, questions, and comments. Pingree is up first. We might as well start in Pingree. And Jason today on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Cramer, I'll make this quick. It's my pleasure to speak to you today. A couple things I'll give you credit where credit is due. I was very mad at you when you voted for that first stimulus bill this spring, but I, as a truck driver, I've got to admit I haven't seen this much construction as I have this summer in the last few years, even under Trump. I won't take nothing away from Trump, but yes.
He tried.
He tried, and he did, and he's going to vote for him again. And second of all, we got rid of one problem on Tuesday night in Wyoming, and now we got to get rid of another problem in the Republican Party. And you touched on him a little bit this morning. His name is Mitch McConnell. I'll give him the credit that he didn't get Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court, but he's old establishment, and he's a problem. And I really wish the Republican Party would, some of them wouldn't follow him as much as they follow him. He needs to go. We need fighters in there. And he's not that. He won't even come out and really say nothing about this. Yeah, he might have said something, but there's a few comments that he said in this country. So, you know, he's part of the Bushy, the Cheneys, the Never Trumpers, whether he puts on a big show or not. I really feel he's a problem in our Republican Party.
Well, a couple of things about Mitch. One is, not only did he keep Merrick Garland off the court, but he made sure that a Republican replaced Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And he fought through. When you say he's not a fighter, I want you to just remember what was going on when, with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and everything that they tried with Brett Kavanaugh. It was down to like maybe, you know, there were a lot of nervous Nellies that were ready to jump ship on Brett Kavanaugh over the allegations that were flying at him. And Mitch never blinked, not a bit. Now, you're right. He's not going to stand on the mountaintops and scream. He's a Senate leader. But he pulls the levers and the machinery, runs the machinery of the Senate in a way that very few people, well, probably no one in history really has, at least not in my modern history. That said, to your other point, here's what I think will happen with Leader McConnell. If Republicans somehow get the majority in the Senate this year, and that's a tough one, to be honest. We've got a lot of incumbents in sort of purplish states that didn't run for re-election. But if somehow he pulls that off and we have the majority, I think it'd be, I can't imagine anyone would run against him for majority leader. If we lose the majority, if we lose even, you know, if we go backwards, in other words, if we get below 50 members, that could be a different situation. Then you could maybe see some people step up and run, try to take him on. But leading a Senate of 50 people, 49, 51, that's no small matter, and there's not a lot of people that are hungry to do that sort of thing. So, but you're right, he's more old school, there's no question about it. He's quite conservative, but he uses, like I said, he knows the institution of the Senate, and he runs it in a more establishment fashion. No question about that. The nice thing about the Senate, though, is that every senator has equal power. That's what's so unique about the Senate. It's why the founders gave it to us. And that's why you hear from other senators, particularly those that would like to be president someday, who take a different bully pulpit approach to things and speak for folks more like you.
I was disappointed, Jason, appreciate the call. I was disappointed in Mitch this, you know, I forget this week, he was at some chamber event in Kentucky, and, you know, didn't sound like the kind of guy that was motivating the base to get out there and vote for a candidate. It's basically saying, House yes, Senate not likely, you know, and making some reference to weak candidates. I mean, my gosh. You have the candidates you have at this point. Get out there and be the guy that leads. That was.
Well, one of the things to remember, and I don't know. I'm more like you. I don't need to resurrect my history back to when I was a young party executive and mediocrity was sort of the goal sometimes. But Mitch is also the master fundraiser. We do not have billionaires like Democrats have billionaires. We don't have big super PACs. The only big Republican super PAC, really, especially since the death of Mr. Adelstein, is really Mitch McConnell's super PAC. And so oftentimes what he is doing is he's talking to not so much the grassroots base as he's talking to the donor base and trying to motivate them to steer their dollars towards helping him get a majority. I'm with you, Scott. I disagree with it. I think people are motivated by enthusiasm. I think they're motivated by hope more than they are by, you know, mediocrity. But that's Mitch's style. So I hear you. The other thing we sometimes forget is Mitch, is a senator from Kentucky. We often think of him as this Republican leader. And frankly, when you become the Republican leader or the Democratic leader, you give up a certain amount of your sort of focus back home. And John Thune is a senator today because of that. Because you might remember Tom Daschle did exactly the same thing. He sort of abandoned South Dakota for this other constituency. Again, it's a choice you make. It's part of the responsibility. But I'm not making excuses for Mitch. He's clearly got a different style than you and I would have. But he also isn't without a strategy.
Julie's on the road for Senator Kevin Cramer. You're next, Julie. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I'm wondering if you are a sponsor on House Resolution 4268, the Federal Retirement Fairness Act, so that the postal employees and other federal employees who have sub time in can buy that time back so it counts towards retirement.
Well, first of all, one thing you said, it's a House resolution, so I wouldn't be a sponsor of that, if it's in the House. If there's a Senate companion, I've done a lot of work on the postal retirement side of things. So if there's a Senate companion that's possible, I'll try to get an answer, Julie, before the end of the show. Somebody can maybe get that to me on my team to see where H.R. 4268, whether there's a Senate companion to that.
Thank you, Julie. Texture says, tired of being on defense? Initiate a national sales tax and the complete elimination of the IRS. Might be the time for that, given what the Biden administration's trying, huh?
Well, that maybe, but the Constitution of the United States would beg to differ. So the income tax is in the Constitution, and so we'd have to find some way to amend that. And there may be some things to be done. I'm a bit of a fan of some sort of a sales tax or a consumption tax. I think it is fundamentally more fair. It's certainly a lot easier to administer. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you guys saw, I was on the ASP this week with Chris Evans, and they asked about the Constitution, of course, and the Electoral Count Act. And it just sort of came to me while I was on the show that, you know, we had 10 commandments one time, and we have this Constitution. And every time we add legislation, we screw them up. So we certainly never improve them.
Hang on. More coming up with Senator Cramer. Don't go away.
Reveille, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Florida judge who approved the search warrant for President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence gave the U.S. Department of Justice until next Thursday to file a redacted version of the affidavit related to the search. That means Attorney General Merrick Garland will have the ability to hide the probable cause portion of the warrant, citing it could affect his case. Trump attorney Christina Bob after Thursday's hearing.
Judge Reinhart gave us some clues to that today by telling us, for example, that at this juncture he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal, meaning that he understands that the public is going to likely be entitled to some parts of this warrant application and its affidavit.
Massive storm slammed Europe, taking the lives of at least 13 people in Italy, Austria, and France on Thursday, and on the French island of Corsica. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We don't need no education.
By request, bumper music's today on 10. The program had a call earlier, said, hey, how about old Pink Floyd? You got it. What's on your mind continues. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, call 258-0550, text 237-1590, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One more time on that number to call, 701-258-0550, text 701-237-1590. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. That's America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, donating a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you and I care about. So switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Dana in Valley City for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, Senator Cramer. Good morning, Scott. With Mike Lindell on, I just have one question. Some people may consider it irrelevant at this point, but I think it's a simple yes or no, but we'll see. Do you believe, Senator Cramer, that Joe Biden is our legitimately elected president? That's the question.
Hang on a second here. We didn't hear the beginning of your answer there. Sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
Oh, I think that's pretty obvious at this point that he's the legitimately elected president of the United States, as much as we might wish he was not.
We're talking about process there, Senator, not actually what happened. How can we get past this if none of you Republicans? We're not asking anyone to pass legislation. We're talking about narratives on Capitol Hill for the last 18 months. If we would have stolen the election from the Democrats, it would have almost been turned around already. Yeah, it's so cowardly. Mike Lindell gives up his entire life for 18 months, and you can't even come out and say that Joe Biden isn't legitimately elected. Cowardly.
Well, I like Mike Lindell, but so far he really hasn't proven anything. And I've sent people to all of his events. I've talked to many lawyers that have looked at it. Just as recently as yesterday, I spent an hour with somebody who's looked at it in great detail, looked at his information, his data. And none of it adds up technologically. I met with a technology person.
So he got 81 million votes, more than Barack Obama?
Let's say that again.
This is, you guys are so cowardly on this topic, it's no wonder where we are today.
But Dana, let me explain something. You have to get more votes than the person you're running against. Not against the president.
Legitimate votes. 2,000 mules.
To that point. Here's where I think there's a lot of shenanigans that they're working on anyway being cleaned up. I think have been cleaned up at least in a number of states. And that when you talk about process, the process, for example, of one person collecting hundreds of ballots absolutely should not be allowed. Now these are state issues, and states have to deal with them. Some states will deal with them, and other states will probably make them more liberal.
Yes.
The Democrats have tried to make it a federal law requiring it. And we've pushed back on that not once, not twice, but three times. We've defeated that legislation in the United States Senate.
One more thing, Senator Kramer. If you stay in denial on this, we can never get past it. It's like your kid shooting up in heroin in his room and you acting like nothing's happening. I just don't get you guys.
But he's in the middle, Dana, of telling you how something didn't happen.
I don't know what he's talking about. Dana, I don't know what you're talking about. You do realize, right, that Joe Biden was sworn in January of 2021. We could all sit in, quote, denial, as you put it, pretend he's not the president.
Well, but let's go back to process.
Run right over us.
You're not saying nothing happened. You're saying, I mean, I think what you're saying is that we've got to make sure the process does not repeat itself from 2020, because the process is how Joe Biden got elected.
Sure. There's no question that we had a process during the pandemic that in several states that liberalized their voting laws to the point where you didn't have to prove you were who you were. Like I said, people were able to collect hundreds of ballots, drop them in drop boxes or bring them to the county auditor's office. There was a lot of relaxation of vote by mail and those things. A lot of those things have been shored up at the state level, which is where it should be. There have been attempts by liberals, Democrats in Congress. In fact, it passed the House to actually not only federalize the elections, but literally require states, prohibit states from doing things like allowing or requiring identification while you vote or before you vote. Literally having same day registration in every single state. Literally requiring you or prohibiting you from prohibiting, the collection of ballots, ballot harvesting as they call it. I mean, the whole notion is just outlandish to me. They'd love to have illegal immigrants be able to vote. We've stopped all of that in the United States Senate because of the rules of the Senate, because of the procedures, and frankly, because we're united as a party against all of that stuff. What we do not want to do is federalize our elections, though. And we have to be careful as conservatives, and we fall into this trap, particularly the populist movement, that thinking that somehow the federal government's going to solve a state problem. I don't know when a federal government has ever solved a state problem other than probably, fighting the Civil War.
Let me piggyback on Dana's question here from a listener that texted in the question. Even the French have one-day elections. No machines, voter ID, no mail-in votes, the French. Right. So to your point, you're saying, hey, if you're going to do that, North Dakota's going to decide that. Pennsylvania's going to decide that. Arizona's going to decide that. That's what you're saying, Senator Kramer.
That's exactly what I'm saying, because our Constitution made it that way. Now, the Constitution does give Congress some oversight. It does say Congress shall set the day and time of an election. So to this texter's point about the French, Scott, I have never liked vote by mail. I've never liked early voting. I've always thought that it was a bit of an affront to the very concept, one person, one vote on an election day. Now, we've relaxed that. In fact, North Dakota led the charge in relaxing some of that stuff because of it's harder to get, poll workers at every precinct. At one point, when I was a young party executive and when I was state party chairman, I think we still had over something like 1,200, more than 1,200 precincts. That's 1,200 voting places. Now we've got one per county in some situations, and they're open for weeks in advance, and like I said, vote by mail and absentee voting without an excuse and all these things that has provided lots of opportunity for mischief. I've never liked it, and I think that, I would hope that North Dakota, and I know North Dakota is taking a hard look at its election system. I know that our state auditor has been working with Mike Lindell, he's talked to him a number of times and auditing our machines and all of those things. My sense of it is that voting's largely because of the type of people we have in North Dakota and largely because we know each other so well at the local level that voting is pretty secure in North Dakota, but you should never take it for granted. And I think we have the advantage of sort of being more on offense here because these trends get to us much later.
Texter says, could you ask Senator Kramer if since the Inflation Reduction Act, what a ridiculous name.
Yeah.
Or Orwellian name. Thank you, Bernie Sanders, for calling out the BS, too, by the way. I don't recall the last time I praised him, but
I was just about to ask you that.
Please, I hope somebody's recording this.
Well, I am. I'll be using this in a promo for years to come.
But don't play my clip. Play him on the Senate floor saying it won't reduce inflation. But anyway, can you ask Senator Kramer if the act that was passed using reconciliation can be undone using reconciliation in a simple majority?
Yes. In a word, yes, it can. Of course, that reconciliation requires the same party to have a majority in the House, the Senate, and the presidency, or to convince at least one Democrat in the Senate. And who knows? Joe Manchin might be embarrassed enough by this when it's all said and done. When he doesn't get, by the way, his permitting reform, which I think is pretty obvious he's never going to get. He's never going to get the type of permitting reform he was hoping for. The Democrats are already announcing their opposition to that. I suppose he could switch parties and we could do it, but you'd have to have a president that would sign it.
Let's go to Fred Wing next with Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Fred. Thanks for waiting.
Yes. Senator Scott, I'm glad. Are you still going down to see Mike Singh today, Scott?
I am actually going to be beaming in via a special link on technology. So, yeah, I'll be participating, but from home.
I appreciate you doing that. And, Mr. Kramer, there's a thing that I kind of made this up, but it's called single issue sensitivity, SIS. Mm-hmm. That's rampant in our Republican Party in this state right now. I mean, the single issue that Dan has just described between you and Holden, that's very, very sensitive. It's turned a lot of people off. The single issue for the governor, he just thinks Bill Gates is a humanitarian, even though he's trying to do population control with vaccines. And that's his own words, by the way. And now we have our representative, Mr. Armstrong, wants to get rid of Defense of Marriage Act or vote against it. So these single issue makes us very sensitive. And then we have a Secretary of State that's not going to get rid of the machines. So when I go to vote, which I was going to vote in June, I could not bring myself, it's so sensitive to bring myself to put a vote into one of those machines. We know what's wrong with them now, and we can't get you, Mr. Holden or Armstrong, to stay with us.
Well, first of all, you don't know what's wrong with them. Let me ask you, what is wrong with them? What's wrong with the machines in North Dakota?
Okay, the ones in North Dakota right now can be tied in right from our district, right from our precinct. They go to the district through computers, and it can be hacked. And the shenanigans across the United States.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I am sure about that because I've heard it said by about 15 different people. Mm-hmm. And they had never changed it a bit from before. And we were 40,000 votes off, according to Mike Lindell, when we did our last mm-hmm. election. What were we in June? There was nobody probably playing with it in June. It didn't need to. Mm-hmm. So this is just not right. And
But to your earlier point, do you want the Senator Kevin Kramer and the U.S. Senate worrying about that, or do you want Josh Galley and the state auditor worrying about that? Whose job is it to fix it, Fred?
Are you still there?
Yeah. Whose job is it to fix it?
Well, the job is to fix it is like what they did to Rick Becker. They made him, they put him a single issue about abortion to him, and he repented. That will fix it all. Repent from what they're doing and go on.
All right, we're going to have to go to a break here. We'll give Senator Kramer a chance to answer that on the other side. And we're going to go into a lightning round mode to get you all in here on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for 6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for a buck, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime, not only on new Buicks and GMCs, which have 0% APR for 36 months, but the vast majority of the used vehicles as well. Pre-owned 2020 Subaru Forester. Check out this manager's choice. It was $43,625, is now $35,995. And yes, I said Subaru. It does come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Get that plus the info on the forthcoming Hummer EVs. Imagine an EV that can actually tow without dying on you. SchwannBuickGMC.com. 11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Just to wrap up the previous caller's, comments and question. Here's where I come down on this. And I'm going to try and give the sentiment of Fred's point here. We need to trust our elections. And there have been so much noise in 2,000 meals. You watch that, you can't possibly be sick to your stomach to know the custody of ballots in the last election was something you've called legal theft, using COVID and twisting state constitutions. That was legal theft is what that was.
Yep.
And, and the result is people don't trust the elections. I want to trust the elections again. But I think what I hear you saying is you don't want me being the arbiter of trusting an election because it's at odds with the Constitution. Is that what you're saying?
I don't want you to, even if it wasn't at odds with the Constitution, but the Constitution is what it is because the men who wrote it were really, really super smart. And collectively, they were as smart as they were individually. And so we never want the federal government doing this. Because what will happen, Scott, is you'll have a ping-pong effect, you know, where one year it'd be one way and another year it'd be the other way, depending on who has the majority at any given time. And in the current time, the majority could literally rig the system so that you wouldn't win the next election, in which case you could never change it again. And so, no, you do not want the federal government doing this. The chain of custody issue really is the big issue. I would say this. To Fred's other point that, you know, the one issue sensitivity thing, this is a trap. There's nothing liberals love more than anything for us to get caught in one issue. That's what they thrive on. They thrive on conservatives becoming sort of one issue people, as opposed to the one issue being the Constitution and our capitalist system and basic freedom. So I get you want to trust your election. So here's what I would suggest. First of all, I do believe, and in fact, I'm certain that there's an audit going on right now by the state auditor of North Dakota's election system, including, looking at a lot of the things that, and the anomalies that Mike Lindell has pointed out. Looking at, for example, let me back up. One thing I do know about North Dakota, we have a paper ballot for every single image. We have a literal paper ballot. To me, the custody of that paper ballot is really critical, and that it remain with the machine, if you will, that counted the vote. And by remain, I don't know if it has to remain there forever. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just meaning that it has to be connected to that machine. There has to be hard evidence. And that's a really important thing. So when that audit is all done, Scott, I just think, I know that Josh, of course, is very articulate, very smart. He'll be very thorough. So I would just make sure you get him on when that audit is done and hear what he has to say to make sure that our elections are secure. It's frustrating, though, to see an election. Can you imagine Al Gore when the Supreme Court of the United States secured the victory for his opponent, George Bush, in Florida when the hanging chads, remember all that nonsense? In some respects, I wish we still had hanging chads instead of highly electronic voting systems. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But anyway,
Greg in Watford City. We'll go lightning around here because we only have 2 minutes left. Greg, Watford City, quick question, quick answer. Go ahead, Greg.
What happens to time?
Senator Kramer, a lot of us are frustrated with the Republican Party for many reasons, and McConnell is one of them. So if the Republicans do take the majority in the Senate this fall, do you support electing someone else as leader of the Senate, or do you support McConnell? Thank you.
Well, it's simple. No one else will run against Mitch McConnell if we get a majority, because if we gain a majority in the Senate, Mitch McConnell will deserve most of the credit for that, or at least a good part of the credit for that. So it's very difficult to take someone down when they're on a winning streak. So I don't imagine I'll have an option there. To be sure, I'm not running against him for majority there.
Kevin in Fergus Falls, quick question. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, to the Honorable Senator and to you, Scott, I thank you so much for allowing this every Friday. Like your Kevin, Scott, we don't have this in Minnesota the way you guys have this in North Dakota with your Honorable Senator. And I listen a lot and I go, I dare anybody to walk in Kevin Kramer's shoes or your Scott. And I just appreciate it. I appreciate the time you spend here on the station on Fridays, Senator. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. It is special. North Dakota's special. Scott's special. You know, Todd, Kevin, they're all. But this, here's what I love. I mean, I get these calls occasionally, Scott, where people say, "My gosh, you were really getting beat up on the radio today," and I think, I don't remember getting beat up one time. I think what's happened is we don't appreciate good political discourse anymore. Crap, we feel like if we don't agree 100% with somebody, somehow they're our enemy instead of having really honest debate. Can you imagine those founding fathers? Remember, they had to stop in the middle and call for prayer because it was such a brawl at the Constitutional Convention.
Love to hear them do talk radio.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, thank you for recognizing that. But just know that I'm as blessed by this as anybody is, and I feel frankly badly. You know, people talk about Mitch McConnell. You know that Mitch McConnell, he's never had a town hall in his whole career.
Come on, that's not politics. We got to go, folks. God bless. A great hour. Went quick as always.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When it comes to your next egg project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market.
markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.